And welcome back to the show, folks. A little jazzy intro there. Is that one of our generic little intros? Or
no, it's a song by the 1975.
That's the name of the band, the 1975?
Yes.
God, I'm old. Is that a new band?
Yeah, relatively. I think they're British.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Those Brits. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Frank Fontana, and you're listening to The Frank Fontana Show. We're talking kitchen designs. You just heard the big news about my participation in the Dream Home for 2015. I'll be one of the six designers that will be taking over the space and making something beautiful. One of those spaces are a kitchen. I'm not doing that. I'm doing the bedroom. But somebody knows a heck of a lot about kitchen makeovers and design. You know her name, Allison Victoria of DIY Network's Kitchen Crashers. Allison, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I didn't know you were doing it this year.
Yeah, I just got asked, a couple weeks ago.
That's awesome.
A late entry, I guess you can call it.
Is that with the Merchandise Mart?
The Merchandise Mart, yeah.
Look at you,
yeah,
fancy pants.
I was just telling Julia from the Merchandise Mart that it's almost like being a stand-up comic. When you do TV all the time, your design practice, becomes almost impossible to do because you're doing all this television. It cuts out. So like getting an opportunity to actually do some like real legit design and it excites me.
It feels good to get back. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, I work with like 2 private clients a year versus like 5.
Right. And you can be more selective though, right?
I get more selective. I thought my business was going to just skyrocket with the show.
Yeah.
And it did it was the opposite.
It does. Well, because it needs your personal attention, the business.
No, it was the opposite because I was getting people calling going, hey, we know you have your own design business. Can you come over? We're interested. And I would get there and they'd be like, can you crash my kitchen? Swear.
I know. I still get that today.
I just wasted 2 hours in Chicago traffic to come and do this. So it's so fun to get back and actually really design.
Yeah.
And so congratulations.
Well, thank you. And congratulations to you on this long running show, Kitchen Crashers. It started back when?
So only 4 years ago.
But you're shooting a gazillion episodes.
We're in season 8. Wow. Yeah. So when this started, it was kind of, I was in Vegas and Chicago. I'm a Chicago girl, but I lived out there going to school and working.
So you're born in Chicago?
Born and raised in John Hancock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
45th floor.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Born and raised in there.
Born and raised in there. Yeah.
Wow.
It was
just
very...
we had relatives who lived there at one time. And my wife, there's a big party that I'm not going to really talk about. But anyway, she refuses to go into the John Hancock because we have to go all the way up to the top floor.
Oh.
And there's that break of elevator space that doesn't
stop.
So she's like, honey, I don't think we're going to the party.
Makes her sick.
Yeah,
we stop before the break.
Yeah.
We were on 45.
I don't know of this Hancock break. I mean,
it's a break. Yeah. I mean, but it's such a cool place to grow up. And,
That's
I love
unique.
The city. And so we've been back. We've been shooting 6 seasons. We shot 6.5 seasons here in Chicago.
Is that you bugging them to say, I want to be closer to home?
Or? I know. I had to bug them to get me back to Vegas for the winter.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're
all scarred from last winter.
I need a Florida show.
You got to do something in Florida.
I do.
Or at least do like a really, just a fake backdrop of the
crank
beach.
The heaters up.
Yeah, just right here. And you could just do a big, you could have like a bikini show.
Yeah.
See?
My wife would love that.
She would love that.
So, hey, how long did you get involved in design before you started television? Like when did, what
so I've been
started
doing
this whole thing?
The show for 4 years and I've been doing design for almost 12. So
did
I went
you
to
go
school,
to formal training and
yeah,
all
I went
that?
To school for interior architecture. It was interior design at the time at UNLV and then it became accredited and, I was minoring in psychology, which thank goodness, because that comes in handy with any
design
profession,
therapy.
But design especially. And then I started working for a builder right out the gate and Vegas was booming at the time. So I was like, it was great timing. Everything.
So you
fell
were involved with Vegas before the show?
Way before the show.
Before
so
the
I
show.
Moved there when I was 19.
Okay.
And then I stayed there until I was 31. And I moved back here 3 years ago.
How was it living in Vegas?
It's amazing.
Is it?
It's so, I can't say anything bad. It's the ease of living. And again, I'm comparing it to Chicago.
Yeah.
The ease of living, the sunshine every day. I get to show my toes every day. I get
as
to.
As long as they're manicured, that's
yes,
a good thing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But then you get pedicures every day.
Right.
Parking, living, hiking, biking,
so,
swimming.
So, because everyone, when you say I'm living in Vegas, I instantly think the Strip.
The same thing everyone thinks. It's funny. Every time I fly in, I hear the same thing. Everybody's like, honey, look at those houses. I didn't know there were houses outside. Like, people don't get it. I'm like, there's gas stations and
right.
grocery stores. It's
really?
Amazing. My grandma lives there.
Really?
Yeah, right down the street. It's such a beautiful, easy place to live. I'm telling you, it's...
And I heard that, so the housing at one time was really affordable. Is that still the case?
Still the case. Very, yeah. Trust me, even with my house. I bought my house at the peak for $300,000 and then the crash.
Yeah.
6 months later, my house was worth $120,000. So it's literally still climbing. I think it's at like $215,000 right now.
So people aren't selling houses.
No. But it's but building is you know, taken back up, and you know, you see all the construction, and
the cranes and
now it's like we're going into the mountains because you've reached the limit of the valley.
So what, that doesn't kind of make sense though. If the housing prices are dropping, but they're still
now
construction,
they're climbing. No dropping. I'm just saying, like from when it dropped to where I'm at now. Yeah. I've still
are you back?
Even.
Are you back square? You think?
Oh, no. But I love my house, so I don't have to go anywhere. But think about the people that did. You know, all those loans going out, and people can't afford.
It's terrible.
I know.
And so then you back and forth from L.A. Then when did you get the call?
Never
or,
L.A.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vegas. Yeah. When did you actually make that transition or get the opportunity to get on television?
I answered a random email, and I was working. I was the director of marketing and creative director at a casino. And I had designed the whole resort, and I get this random email from a producer who wrote to like 600 designers in Chicago. Is anybody interested in doing a design show? I wrote back like immediately. I'm like, I'm your girl. And I was designing a unit for a private client at Trump. I said, come see me. Come meet me and my contractors. They did. They said, we love you. You've got the job. I go, what does that mean? And they said, you are going to be a ghost designer for a show called House Crashers.
Which is basically a backup designer.
Which means you do all the work
and
you
get
no credit.
Right.
Right. And so Josh, who does House Crashers, he's a contractor.
Yeah.
So of course he has to have someone design it because he's the build guy, right?
Right, right.
They said, we'll show your logo for 1 second and you have to do all this work, blah, blah, blah. And I probably, like everyone else probably would say no.
Yeah.
I was like, absolutely. It's a stepping stone.
Because you put your ego aside.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You have to put your ego aside.
Yeah.
And I said yes. And then the owner of the production company met me. He said, we really like you. We want to put you on TV and see how you do.
I'm just curious.
It's called Big Table Media.
Big Table.
They're out of Sacramento. Yeah. They're awesome. They started the Crashers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the owner called me. He's like, want to put you on, see how you do. I was a nervous wreck. I didn't sleep for a week.
Yeah.
And
you overthink it all,
I did.
Right?
Well, I was never on camera before, so I was freaking out. Did the show, had the time of my life, and then they kind of started following me around with cameras in Vegas,
like
in
doing
Chicago,
your real makeovers without...
Doing my job.
Doing your job.
So with private clients or me at the casino.
Was that a show or that was still testing you?
They were kind of testing me.
Okay.
Now in retrospect, now I understand what they were doing. It was a full just test of who I am, what
completely.
I do. And how can we cultivate a show around it?
Sure. And for those listening, whoever, you know, wanted to know, how do these experts end up on television? I'm just as good. Or I'm, you know, I hear that a lot.
Luck.
Like, oh, I can out-design any one of those people. The key to being a great on-air personality, because that's really what it comes down to, is, you know, is what? Like, what do you think the magic formula is for anybody listening who wants to do this?
I truly think this, unless, because there are a lot of actors in our industry.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care if it comes to design or whatever.
I agree.
And, I truly had no desire to do anything like this. And my very first day, this is some advice for anybody thinking or wanting to do this. I just wanted to just be myself. And I didn't know if that meant people were going to hate me or if they were going to love me because I was joining a franchise that already existed.
Yeah.
So if my show failed, that meant people hated me.
A lot of pressure. Right.
And so I went on. It was my first day. I took a sledgehammer. I went to hit cabinets. I missed the cabinets, flung around, hit my head into a gas line, and I looked at them. I go, please tell me you're not going to show that. And they go, yep.
That's the promo.
And
right
that
there.
Right there was... How much more real can I get? It's humility.
Yeah.
And it's owning it. And when there are mistakes made on the show, normally people would cut them out and edit it. And I say, please show it. The stencil that we just spent an hour making sucked.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. And we're going to show that. And, you know, maybe people don't like the boots I wear, but I don't. This is who I am. It's what I do.
It's part of your character. I mean, that's what people really like about you and about the show.
I hope so.
And Allison, I want you to hang out. You're going to be
absolutely.
With us for the rest of the show. We do have to take a quick break, and then we're going to get to some news, and then we're going to answer all your questions, folks. Get on the horn now. We're already getting some calls coming in. 312-981-7200. If you have any kind of kitchen questions you want to ask Allison Victoria from DIY Network's Kitchen Crasher, she's here with us, and we'll be happy to help you out. You can also text those questions in at 312-981-7200.
The show that... puts the improv in home improvement. It's Frank Fontana on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Thanks for hanging out with me on this Sunday afternoon. We're talking kitchen remodeling. We're talking HGTV and DIY Network. We have Kitchen Crashers host and designer Allison Victoria in studio. Allison, thanks for hanging out.
Of course. This is great.
I know it's you're jet setting these days, going back and forth between Vegas and Chicago.
I know.
So we caught you on a good day.
Yes, the best of both worlds. But beautiful day in Chicago.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad for winter in Chicago.
Yeah.
Some great Chicago folks hanging out outside the window, or maybe visitors to Chicago.
Yeah.
So, hey, we got a couple calls coming in, and we're going to be answering everyone's questions here about your kitchen remodel, if you want to know about the latest products. Allison is definitely in the know when it comes to kitchen remodeling, so get on the horn now. And we have a couple text messages that came in. One real quick we'll grab is, have you ever used a concrete countertop mix that goes over existing countertops, and what do you recommend if you did?
Never,
I have, and I'm sure you never have?
Never did the overlay.
Okay.
We've done, because we're gutting kitchens,
yeah.
So we're starting new, so we might as well pour.
Yeah.
You know, but you've done the overlay?
I have, yeah. There's a product I used to actually was licensed under my name. It was called, what was it called? It was a countertop Encore.
Encore.
And it was made by a company called Rudd,
okay.
And it's still in existence.
RUDD, right?
RUDD is the name of the company.
Yeah.
They're a coatings manufacturer, and you could find it online. You can go to EncoreCountertops.com, I believe. And it goes right over existing Formica, tile, you name it. And it's a troweled process. It's like a 3 or 4 step process. It takes about a day and a half, 2 days.
Okay.
And it gives the look of tinted colored concrete.
And what about your edge details? It's just, do you have to do a form?
No, if there's a bullnose, you just,
okay.
There's the masterful trick to this is you just paint on the edges with the product. So it's
okay.
Like a pasty Portland-based cement product.
Okay.
And then you glop it on the edge and you take a fruit plastic bag that you get at the grocery store, those
yeah.
little thin ones, you roll it up tight and you bend it over the edge and you drag it so it pulls and follows the bullnose curve.
True DIY there.
Boom, that's
go
what
get
I do.
A grocery bag.
Yeah, exactly. So that product is called Encore. So there's your text question answered there. Let's go to our phone lines. Hey, Linda, you're on with Allison Victoria from Kitchen Crashers and myself. Frank, how are you?
Oh, hi. Thank you. I'm fine. Great. I love the show.
Oh, thanks, Linda.
I appreciate you being right there. Yeah, I have a backsplash from when I'm in a condo and there's no window. It's just a wall with green, ugly 70s tile and the little rectangles. And I don't know whether I have to replace the whole wall board or how can I do something with that tile.
So if it's really, truly from the 70s, most likely you're going to have to replace the drywall.
Although everything is cyclical. I mean, keep it. If from the 70s, keep it.
Listen, it's coming back. I just put a avocado green sink in a new kitchen.
You're kidding.
Swear to God.
Love it.
And so for me, it's like, listen, if you can't live with it and you don't look at it every day and love it, then you need to change it. But if there's a thought that maybe you might like it again, then there's always different options. You know, I do a lot of the tin tiles. As
yeah.
backsplashes, and whether I find them in antique stores or I just buy the new and use double-sided tape, which anybody can use. You get some tin snips, and you get double-sided tape. You
yeah.
can use adhesive if you want, but that's going to ruin your other backsplash.
Or even sometimes those tiles actually come with little holes in the corners where you could just tap a little nail in there if you wanted
yeah,
to keep
but
it.
Yeah, but then you'd have to go into the grout of the old one.
Oh, that's true. You're talking about going over, Linda?
I was giving you an idea,
yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
To do it, but...
Linda, did you want to take on the project of removing or just go over?
Anything that makes it look cheaper, of course, the better, more economical is
yeah.
best for me right now anyway. Yeah, I just want to get rid of that.
Well, if you're handy or if your husband or a significant other or a friend
yeah,
or son,
I am.
If you're handy, then I mean, you've seen Allison throw a sledgehammer around. If you're willing mm-hmm. to chip away that old tile, that's... Not that difficult. I would just wear some goggles and, you know, cover everything in the kitchen.
It sounds like you might have a little drywall mess.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
That's what I'm thinking. So, but I can get these tin tiles and put it over?
Absolutely. I think it's great, and I talk to a lot of renters about this. Obviously, I don't know if you're a renter, but, you know,
no.
even if you own and it's not something you're ready to tackle, right? You don't want
yeah.
to pay a contractor to come in and do it. I definitely think that the tin tiles are something that, first of all, you can find them online. Amazon
okay.
has them, and you can get everything from copper to nickel to chrome, and then you seriously just have to buy some tin snips, and the double-sided tape comes with it. So it's so easy to use, and it looks fantastic. And again, that backsplash, when that green comes back,
Yeah.
You've got an option there.
Exactly. She's got a point there, Linda. You know, I'll just throw in another thing to the hat. There's also the sticker tile that you can get. They're individual that you could, they're like, they come in a copper, a brushed nickel, maybe even a faux glass look that you could just peel the back off and stick those right over the existing tile as well.
Faux glass. I would love glass looking.
Yeah, you have to make sure with that product, though, you've got to get, it's like almost like a toner that you apply to the surface off of, because you know how much grease and build up. Because if you don't, that stuff really does not adhere. So whether it's the tin tiles or this self-adhering, you know, glass tile or metal tile, just make sure that you're really cleaning that surface and getting it ready for the application.
But, excuse me, but the humidity in the kitchen and these tiles will stay on with that double tape?
Absolutely. I mean, this tape that comes with the tiles is what you want to use. Okay. It's pretty heavy duty stuff.
Yeah, the adhesive is really strong for it. It's made specifically for that. And obviously, if you had a problem down the road with it, I'm sure the manufacturer would address that.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thanks so much. That's a big help.
You got it, Linda. Thanks for calling, and have yourself a great Sunday.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're on with Allison Victoria from DIY Network's Kitchen Crashers, and we're taking your calls, folks, and your text message. We got a couple texts coming in here. Let's see here. One person here says, my son lives in Las Vegas for 25 years, and he loves it, Victoria. He wouldn't move back for the world.
See?
You're right. Maybe there's something
to
Vegas.
I'm telling you, everyone that leaves goes back.
Yeah, interesting. All right, we got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be finishing. We have a couple more calls left, and Allison will be hanging out with us. So don't go anywhere. All right, we're back. Thanks for hanging out with me today. We're in our final stretch here. 2.5 Bears coming up next. We've been talking. Oh, I'm sorry. Sports Central's coming up next because the Bears aren't playing until when? Monday, is it? Yeah, they're not allowed to have any Sunday games, is what I heard, because they're not that good.
Stink.
Yeah. And that is Allison Victoria chiming in with her 2 cents about the Bears.
Oops.
From DIY Network's Kitchen Crashers. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
We're answering all your questions about your kitchen remodeling needs. You want to know about some new products or anything like that. We're giving tips and ideas away for free today. And as a matter of fact, joining us on the line for some advice is Mary, and she's refacing some kitchen cabinets. Hey, Mary, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to talk to you because I want to undertake updating my kitchen. I would love to redo it, but I cannot afford to. And I really want to know what your thoughts are on refacing.
Well, let me introduce you to somebody who might know a thing or two about this. Meet Allison Victoria.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Allison.
Hi. So I get this all the time, right? Because we're all working on a budget, and I couldn't even crash my own kitchen, right? So when we're working with these layers and, you know, researching what the options are from painting to staining to refacing, what are you dealing with? What's in there right now?
Actually, I had one company in who told me not to get rid of the boxes. They're solid, original, I think they're solid pine boxes.
Okay. And what's what is the face? What's the profile? Are they stain grade or paint grade?
No, stain grade.
Okay.
Which, let's translate that for the layman. Stain grade means what?
It means a stained wood.
Whether they're not painted.
Which means that they're able to be sanded and restained.
Correct.
Okay.
So do you not like the profile of the actual cabinet face? Is that why you're considering refacing it?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So what are you looking, to do a shaker door, solid slab?
I'm actually looking to stay with something that's not going to go out of date, like so many things do very quickly.
Absolutely.
I'm going to stay with a natural maple raised panel door, you know, kind of timeless.
But Mary, there is a new norm that happens all the time in the design world. So when you say to me, I'm going to stick with the maple, to me, that seems outdated.
That's very outdated.
You know,
timeless to me would be a white shaker door.
Right. Or even now to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong because your specialty is kitchen, but espresso finishes seem to be the new timeless.
100%. Because you take a shaker door, let's say, and you paint it white. Now I've got something that can be, you know, ultra modern if I want, but it could also be shabby chic. It could be, you know, very traditional, depending on every other element that you put in that kitchen. Or you can take that same shaker door, do an espresso stain,
yeah,
right? Even if it starts as a stain grade, and you get the same feel, right? Traditional but clean lines.
Right.
Very ultra contemporary if you want to.
Yeah. Well, what's the style of your home?
I live in an old 60s split level.
Okay.
60s split, so potentially mid-century modern.
So you have a lot of trim, don't you? A lot of wood trim around the house.
You know what, Mike? The walls are all plaster, and the trim is, yes, wood.
Yeah, so is it a stain-grade wood, all of the trim?
You know, no, I've changed a lot of the trim. I've painted it white. And...
You did. Okay. So, you know, when you say that you want to keep the boxes that are a stain-grade, so you want to ultimately get a new face and stain it the same color as the boxes, which is going to be very difficult to match
okay.
that stain. That scares me a little bit because you're dealing with an older cabinet. You know, yes, you can stick with the same species of wood, but it takes on such a different look on a newer, you know, everything's
yeah.
different.
Mary, I mean, what is the profile right now, you said?
They're just plain
flat doors.
Flat doors. But when they came in to give me an estimate on refacing it, they were talking about totally wrapping the existing boxes.
Oh, if that's the case, then make new boxes. Because
okay,
if you've got a nice
say,
wood box
to.
Frame.
Right.
Or a wood.
I've veneered before. I've veneered entire boxes, and it's not the easiest.
To do yourself?
I did it myself.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, obviously, I have a little more skill.
Yes.
It wasn't easy, even for me, and I've done, you know, lots of them. But if is that what they're talking about, veneering everything?
I believe so.
Yeah. And what? Just I'm curious, what did they quote you for that?
Oh, well, that's why I dropped my jaw.
I was going to tell it had to
I'm
be in the thousands,
too.
Right?
It was over 10,000.
What?
My kitchen cabinets, my brand new.
Well, that included a countertop.
Even still, oh. I mean, you
well,
can,
what kind of countertop?
Yeah, let's talk
what if
about
it was marble,
that.
Quartz.
No.
Okay. That seems.
I mean, do you have like a Trump style kitchen? Is it like this
no,
grand,
no,
ginormous?
I have an old 60s kitchen.
Well, man. here's my thought. This is just my thought. If you truly want to try a DIY approach, what I would suggest is being open to a paint grade. Because you've
okay.
already been living with a stain grade. You want something timeless and classic. You have a lot of trim in the house that you've already painted white. So why not go for the classic look and paint these cabinets yourself and then get the new countertops and really kind of see how you feel after that. I feel like you should be spending the money in a different area if you're telling me that these cabinets are solid. If it's a
they
good
are,
cabinet
yeah.
and you just don't love the face, maybe you'll
well,
love
they,
it with some...
They do need new doors, though.
They do
okay.
need... Okay.
So then
yeah.
then you're just talking about getting new doors, but now you have to consider painting. If you
yeah.
want to keep
okay.
those boxes, you do a paint grade, even an MDF, I don't know,
yeah,
a paint
yeah.
grade door, shaker
well,
style.
Well, believe it or not, you can actually go to places like IKEA and get doors
yep.
individually. And pick and choose. See, you know, what I would, you know, advise is maybe going to a place like IKEA first or any kind of, you know, even like a Hobo's or
yeah.
something like that. Get an idea of what you like. Buy a door or let them see if, you know, they'll let you walk away with a sample and then design around that, right?
Right. But you do have to, you know, I don't know if you're dealing with a 42-inch cabinet, you size wise.
Yeah, standard or not, right.
Back in the 60s to today. So you definitely want to look, but that's a great idea. Going to get a door. You know, kind of retrofitting it.
Yeah, because I like what
works.
You're saying, though, because maybe you just end up finding this great finish on this door that you like, and then you go back and paint the boxes
yep.
to match the door.
That's a better idea, yeah.
Way easier too.
Done.
Yeah, and that way you'll save, I mean, who...
No, 10,000.
Listen, if you're going to do anything like that, and you're like I was talking about this company, MegaPros, before, this is why you call a company like that, because there's so many shysters in the contracting business that are going to want to take a woman like you, Mary, and make you spend $5,000 more dollars than you really should.
Well, and that's why I called you guys.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
And again, you try this approach, and what's the worst case scenario, right? You end up going out and wanting the stain grade again. But at least you're trying with your existing cabinets to, number one, paint them completely, and then try the new door from whether it's IKEA or wherever you go to reface them yourself.
Right.
Wonderful.
All right,
wonderful.
Mary. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
You got it. All right. So, Elsa, take care. Question for you.
Yes.
Has there ever been a makeover you couldn't take on? Have you ever looked at a kitchen and said, this is just way too much for me?
Yes. And it just happened in Vegas. So when I walk in, I'm looking for a couple things. Number one, I'm looking for a couple that I can have fun with.
Yeah.
Right? That I'm not writing the whole show.
Which is like what I always tell people when I do my public speaking. They ask me how I get on HGTV or DIY. Yeah. I tell them it's all about you, less about your house.
Absolutely. When I go to Lowe's or Home Depot or any home improvement store to find people, it's not about like the way that you look or the kitchen or whatever. Immediately it's, I know within 5 minutes if I'm going home to check out your space.
Yeah.
You're either impressing me immediately with your, you know, character personality and yeah. character. You're making a funny joke or something. Even right. if it's off camera, I know right away. So this last one, I walked in and I need great homeowners, right? I need a nasty kitchen, but I also need potential. Right? The word of HGT. Everybody yeah. wants potential, potential, yes. potential. So I walked in and the only real after for this kitchen would have been me having the opportunity to knock this wall down. That's not always the case. You don't always have to knock a wall down, but this one needed it
right.
because the space plan just didn't work. The number one thing when it comes to design, kitchen design, is space planning. Yeah. I normally would say lighting, but space planning is key. And I just
what
didn't
the,
have the opportunity.
What is the rule of thumb for the trifecta in the kitchen?
The triangle.
Yeah.
So it's the sink to the stove to the refrigerator. But it doesn't always have to be the perfect triangle, right? Some people have an L-shaped kitchen. The refrigerator and the refrigerator and sink are on
so
one wall.
So if you have a galley-style kitchen,
correct.
That's the...
It still works.
It still works.
If the stove's on one wall and then the refrigerator and sink are on the other, you still have it. But yeah, that's the rule of thumb. That's the perfect triangle in the kitchen. So space planning is key, and this kitchen just didn't have it. And I felt terrible.
Yeah.
Because
so you
I
went
to
the process,
no.
you liked them, you went to their house, and it was like...
But then 2 weeks later, we like opened up the wall, and we just realized like this is just going to cost so much money, and
who
can
pays
we do
for it?
It? So the network pays for the renovation, and the homeowners pay tax on that.
Gotcha.
So it's like a gift tax, right? And whatever bracket you're in.
Is there a number you can't get like above?
Like for the renovation?
Right. Yeah. Like doesn't the network say this is our cap?
No. Yes and no. But you have to think about the value of it as well. So yeah. you're the homeowner. We're giving you a new space. We've got $50,000. The real price of the kitchen that you're going to ultimately get is probably $100,000. Think about the labor,
sweet.
The fact that we're knocking it out in 3 days, the fact that maybe this company really wants to showcase their huge range.
Wolf stove or
right,
something.
But
yeah.
But we don't have the money to buy it.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, we'll give it two for half.
That's great.
So you're getting, you know, a $30,000 range for $15.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
lucky homeowners.
I know. They're all lucky.
Well, Allison, you've been fantastic. We really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're super busy with your
Thank
show.
Thank you.
And
never too busy. Trust
well,
me.
I
you know that.
That,
you make
yeah.
time for the things you want to do.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thanks.
And where can people find you online and social media?
So Allison Victoria 3, because, you know, 1 and 2 are taken on Twitter. Instagram is the Allison Victoria, and then Facebook is Allison Victoria.
Sweet. Well, have yourself a safe trip back to Vegas.
Thank you.
Enjoy that warm weather, and we'll be watching you on DIY Network.
I will. Thanks.